A child's eye view of New Orleans must surely be a strange and scary thing. So many of the cultural landscapes they've always known, the shops, homes, churches, and schools, now battered by a killer storm with a fairy princess name. Before Katrina, 64,000 students attended 123 public schools in New Orleans. 9,000 of them are back, mainly in charter schools. The city's Catholic schools have fared better. Of the 40 schools opened pre-Katrina, 30 are now back in business, serving nearly 15,000 students. We recently stopped by the Max School in Uptown. It's a campus that combines youngsters from several Catholic schools damaged by Katrina. A group of 7th and 8th graders sat down in the library to talk to us. They're all in uniforms, the boys in gray slacks and V-neck sweaters, the girls in plaid skirts with saddle shoes and penny loafers. Katrina has touched all their lives.
I'm Arielle. I'm 13. I evacuated to Virginia, and now I live in off of Claiborne.
I'm Ajani Gibson. I'm 12, and I evacuated to Houston, and now I'm living in the Treme area.
My name is Tori Lawson. I evacuated to Shreveport, and now I'm in Harahan.
My name is Jeremy Johnson. I'm 14 in the E grade. I evacuated to Baton Rouge, and now I'm in the 7th Ward, staying in the trailer.
If you would have told me I would have lived in a trailer before Katrina, I would have took it as an insult. I wouldn't have believed you. But now it's like, it's nothing like my home. I wish I could be home so much in my house.
Pretty much everybody in my family lost everything. But we were able to get some things out, like CDs and like my trophies and things like that. We were able to get out, and we got some pictures. But pretty much everything else we lost. But it's only material things, you know. You can't replace them.
My family was affected a lot because we lost my uncle. He suffocated in his attic. And we lost our home. And going back to a place where, even though they had problems and stuff, the place that you had fun at, the place that your mom took you, that first house, the only house that you had, is sad. But in this, it's kind of happy because I've grown closer to my family and I've become an uncle.
My sister moved to Las Vegas, but she's supposed to be coming back after she finished school. But there are times when I miss, you know, my sister, because that's my only sister. So when I'm at home, it's like I'm the only child.
Before the storm, I had dance in school Wednesdays and Saturdays and cheerleading practice every other day. But right now, all of that's kind of gone. So I'm just home alone in a trailer, and it's kind of hard to get through that because I'm not used to not having nothing to do and just laying around doing nothing.
So we went to Virginia and we stayed there. In school there, everybody was nice, but I felt like they pitied me. Like, teachers, like, they kind of went easy on me because, like, and everybody had a whole bunch of misconceptions about New Orleans, and I didn't like that.
My main hangout was in the east, and it was flooded Six Flags. So I just sit at home now, and me and my friends, like, we'll write songs and or whatever, because that's the best way we express our feelings. So
you try me positive, and you get through it, but some days, you know, it just gets too much. Yeah. But, like, when days like that, like, I'll call my best friend, and I'll just tell her everything I'm feeling.
I think I'm going to be much stronger because I think after this I'm going to be able to handle anything, like anything that life tries to throw me, I'm going to be able to handle it or whatever.
That's Tori Lawson, Ariel Johnson, Ajani Gibson, and Jeremy Johnson, 7th and 8th graders at the Max School in New Orleans. Poems and prayers from students at the Max School are at our website, npr.org.